We all know that angst when there are things we just don't know how to talk about. You know, the things we keep secrets about, like our sexuality.
We're Sean and Helena Bonito, and we welcome you to the Secret Habit Podcast. We find it so hard to find couples willing to talk about sex and how to live out God's design for sexuality. This is why we are here, to be that couple for you.
Relational challenges around sex can be so awkward to talk about. That is why this podcast is all about authenticity with a heavy dose of fun.
We want you to experience hope that inspires change. The kind of change that helps you love stronger, laugh harder, and sex better.
Let's go! We are so excited about this introduction episode to the Secret Habit Podcast. I am Sean, and I am with Helena, and we want to tell you why we started this podcast and what is in it for you. So we look at the church, we look at the world today, and there is a sexual brokenness that is just crazy that we understand so well because we have experienced all of it. We look at the church, we see 70% of men watching pornography daily and weekly. 50% of pastors are watching pornography on a monthly basis. We see upwards of statistics of 40% of college women are addicted to pornography. We see objectification, degradation, all these things going on that no one is talking about. And that is all about sexuality. That is all about sex. We see marriages that are sexless. We see things happening that just frustrate us. And we also want to say that we have experienced so much of it as well. So we started this podcast so that we can talk about these taboo topics, create a safe place, an authentic environment that you can feel loved, heard, understood, and most importantly, related to, as if we are reading your mail. So that is why we started this.
Be that couple for you that you're sitting here with us in the living room. And Sean and I are just having a chat. We're just talking about things that we usually talk about. And so you can be part of them. And you can be part of what we talk about. And so you feel hope and you feel inspired to either make changes or either feel like you have some ground again to make some choices that you need to make, and also feel like there is fun in this. You know, like, we don't want to make it feel like this is a burdensome topic. We just want to make it feel a bit of fun as well, because there's some fun parts about sexuality that we can definitely talk about and have fun with and get into. So this is just a special time for us as well, because we have never done a podcast ourselves. So we're ourselves really excited to do this with you and for you.
Yeah. And you can expect from us that level of fun, a level of honesty and authenticity that we have told or have been told that is hard to find. People often hear us speak and say that we are the most vulnerable people they've ever heard speak. And I don't know if we take that as a compliment or that just means we're weird, but hey, that's who we are. We really want to make sure that you get that from us, that you know that we are being as real as we possibly can. We feel like God has called us to be people of zero shame in our sexual stories. So that's something you could expect from us. But also in terms of this podcast, I want you to be able to expect weekly episodes to feel inspired, to feel encouraged, feel hope, and to get that extra dose of inspiration or motivation that you might need. And a lot of the times it's going to be Helena and I speaking together. The odd time, it might be just one of us. And we're also going to interview guests in the areas of sexuality, addiction, relationships. And we're super excited for this podcast to grow into that metamorphosis of what this is going to be in the future.
And what is this going to be for your future, for your marriage to thrive again, for you to find hope and ground again? For you, if you feel like you have been betrayed by your spouse, to feel like you can be heard, that you're not alone. And for you, if you are struggling and kind of stuck in addiction, to feel like wow, there is somebody that has gone through a similar story like me. And I know that we can go through this together. And we believe that for you, that you can find the freedom like we did. You know, we were feeling so hopeless. And this is really for you to find hope again and to feel warmth, and that you can find that grounding in your marriage. You can find that freedom with the Lord, and to hear what he has for you, and to where he wants you to be. And so, yeah, this is our hearts to you. Even if you're, you know, premarital, you might be, you know, in a relationship right now and unsure how to move forward. There might be all sorts of sexual questions you might have. And this is a place where those questions can be answered when it comes to biblical sexuality. And also, just if you're just looking for a place where you can feel like looking for authenticity, and you can receive hopefulness through that, and that somebody is a couple talking about this topic, and that gives you hope, that's why we are here as well. And that's what you can receive here. And we're just so excited. We're so excited that you're here with us. And we just want to pray a blessing over this time and you listening to this.
So you will hear us ending each episode with this mantra that we live by. And that is for you to let our failures be your success. So we'll see you in the next episode.